Blog Talk Radio.
To our studies, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, and we tried to get to understand our people. Why? So we can understand how to gather us together, how to get us to gather together, and to find some relief in our solution in that gathering. And my name is Yamsuf Arif. I, along with Cartrell of New York City, Sister Avia of New York City, and most importantly, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, we bring to you these studies daily, Monday through Friday, when time and opportunity permits. And we are dedicated to these studies, as you should be. I was thinking as that song was playing, and I was thinking about our people at large, and why we don't seem to get it. I thought about social engineering and conditioning. I thought about complacency. And we should never become complacent. Yah hates complacency. And when you become complacent, you accept things as they are. You don't look for any change. You don't look for any solutions. It's just more the same. 365 days a year, including one day in leap year, 24/7. The thing is, you have to, when you deal with the Most High, you have to expect change. You have to desire change. You have to want change. You have to change from the very beginning, beginning with oneself. And you have to understand the dynamics of family, community, and nation. The story we're about to start in Yehoshua, some of you call it Yahshua, chapter 7, is a story of an individual that placed his own self-interest over the interests of the nation. His own self-interest over the interests of his family. And pride above humility. And as a result, it cost him. It cost his family. Otherwise, it would have cost the whole nation. We have been displaced and scattered about. We have no sense of what real community is. We have no sense of what real family is. And we certainly have no sense of what real nationalhood is. And the only way you can get out of that dilemma is studying the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. That's the only way. You can't educate yourself out of this. You can't money up yourself out of this. You got to yah your way out of this. Letting this footstep be your pathway. His words. The only words that can suffice and solve whatever ails you. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. As I mentioned, Brother Cottrell from New York City and Sister Abigail, they love the Most High with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength. And their brothers and sisters as themselves. That's why they know these studies are imperative. Because they have their priorities right. You got to be humble and have your priorities right. It must be family, community, and nation. Most important is the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. If you don't have these factors in place, you remain totally confused about everything and scattered about. Now, if you want that, forsake these studies. Go about your merry own way. Have yourself a party. That's what we're used to. Partying, being in denial of everything, the reality of everything. While watching reality shows, while our reality passes us by. Because we are undisciplined, we are unfocused, we're selfish, we're self-centered, because we have been socially engineered and conditioned to be these monstrosities. Instead of being humble, considerate, compassionate, accepting correction and instruction, being obedient. And you will find all these stories in this story I'm about to tell. The lack of humility, the selfishness, the self-centeredness, the lack of humility. And as a result, as it costs us today, it costs that brother back in the day. You got to start with the man in the or the woman in the mirror. As Michael Jackson alluded to, asking them to change their ways, talking about somebody else. What about you? What you working on? You working on yourself with the Most High? Are you simply pointing a finger and three is pointing back at you? That's so easy to do it than to work on oneself and in denial about the existence of things and denial about the work we need to put in with our families. Because a person, a fool, bring trouble to their house. That's what y'all said. Okay? If you bringing trouble to your house, you ain't nothing but a fool. And another thing about your community. What are you doing for your community at large? What are you doing for the nation at large? You want the Real Talk for Real People show to sell you sugar cookies and some milk so you can feel good about yourself while you eat your sugar cookies and milk. Well, I'm here to tell you, the Real Talk for Real People show don't serve no sugar cookies and milk. The only thing we serve on the Real Talk for Real People show is the honest to y'all truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. It may shock some. It may make some of you mad. But that's all right. You're going to be all right. As long as you're obedient and humble to y'all. Praise y'all and bless his holy name. Did I mention? Yeah, I mentioned it. Brother Cartier and Sister Abigail loves the Most High with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength. And the brothers and sisters as themselves, they get it. That's why they gather themselves together. That's why they're not trying to do a many splendid thing. That's why they're not trying to be something special. Because they realize that all of us are special. And they treat each other accordingly to Yah's word, as should be, as all be. And certainly in your case too, fellow students. So without further ado, let me bring my dear brother aboard, Brother Cartrell. May the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Bless y'all, my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. All praise, honor, and glory to the Holy One of Yisrael, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yam Sufari, Sister Avia, Sister Nasanya, family of Yisrael, and even the strangers out there. Shalom. May the Most High bless y'all. How y'all doing?
Thank you, big brother. May the Most High bless you also. I'm doing rather well. I think Miss Sonia, she's doing rather well. And I can suspect that Sister Abia is doing rather well.
All praise.
And the fellows, all praise.
Glad to have the fellow students back. I don't know what the number is, but they try to trip us up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But we know only the willing will stand in the circle of peace. So we give thanks that the Most High allows us to even bring his word, you know, to the world.
So exactly. Praise Yah. Well, Cartrell, fellow students, I know you didn't hear us come here to talk. I know you came here to get Yah's word, and we're going to present it to you, give it right to you. And chapter 7 of Yehoshua. And it says, there was the defeat at Ai. Cause and effect. The children of Israel, chapter 7, committed a trespass regarding the accursed things. For Achan, the son of Carmia, the son of Zabdi, the son of Korah, of the tribe of Yehuda, took up the accursed things that they were told not to. So the anger of Yah burned against the children of Israel. One person, one bad apple can spoil a whole bunch. Now Yehoshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is beside Beth Aven, on the east side of Bethel, and spoke to them, saying, go up and spy out the country. So the men went up and spied out Ai, and they returned to Yehoshua and said to him, do not let all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and attack Ai. Do not weary all the people there, for the people are few. So about 3,000 men went up there from the people, but they fled before the men of Ai. And the men of Ai struck down about 36 men. But they chased them from before the gate as far as Shabarim and struck them down on the descent. And therefore the hearts of the people melted, became like water. We were in terror. Then Yehoshua tore his clothes and fell to the earth on his face before the ark of Yah until evening. He, the elders of Israel, they put dust on their head. And Yehoshua said, At last, Yah Elohim, why have you brought this people over the Jordan at all to deliver us to the hand of the Amorites to destroy us? Oh, what we had been content, or what that we had been content and dwelt on the other side of Jordan. Oh, Yah, what shall I say when Israel turns his back before its enemies? For the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land were here. They're going to know what happened. And as a result, surround us and cut off our name from the earth. Then what will you do for your great name? God, this is all about you. Little did Yehoshua know at the time, one bad apple had spoiled the whole bunch. He was unaware of what had transpired in Jericho based upon the instruction given to him, given to the people. But he's about to find out. Y'all ain't nothing to play with. This ain't no game, people. This is something serious. And he finds out the sin of Achan. So Yah said to Yehoshua, get up. Why do you lie thus on your face? Israel has sinned. They have transgressed my covenant, which I commanded them. For they have even taken some of the accursed things and have both stolen and deceived. They have also put among them, they have put it and stuffed it in their own bags. Therefore, the children of Israel, cause and effect, affects everybody, could not stand before their enemy. That's why they couldn't stand. They were dirty. Turned their backs before their enemy. See, even today we can't stand before our enemies. You think you can stand before your enemies? You try. You try without Yah. All that nonsense I hear among some of us. Oh, we're gonna stand before our enemy. They're gonna beat the hell out of you too. Okay? Don't have yourself right with Yah. Don't be activated by Yah to do what you're doing. They're gonna beat the dust off of you. They're gonna beat you like they stole something out of Walgreens. All this nonsense. We couldn't do it then, and we certainly can't do it now without Yah in his presence. Yah says, my covenant which I commanded them, for they have even taken some of the accursed things and have both stolen from Yah in that sense, stolen and deceived, like they ain't did nothing. And they have also put it among their own, so they have stuffed it in their bags. Therefore, the children of Israel could not stand before their enemy. Because Yah wasn't with them. But turning their backs before their enemy, it's going to happen to the rest of you. Try. Neither will I be with you anymore. Y'all say, I ain't going to get up with y'all no more. Unless, here's your out, you destroy their cursed things from among you. Get up, he tells Yehoshua. Sanctify the people and say, sanctify yourselves for tomorrow, because thus say Yah Elohim of Israel, there's a cursed thing in the midst, O Israel. You cannot stand before your enemies. Not yesterday, not today, and not ever. Truth be told. That's what I'm saying. My commentary. Until you take away, this is what Yah said, the accursed thing from among you. Whenever you got some dirt on you, and you're lying and deceiving Yah, you think you're going to get away? You think things going to work for you? It ain't going to work for you. It's going to work on you. Can't play with y'all people. This is something serious. And he says, Yehoshua, in the morning, therefore, you shall be brought according to your tribe, tribe by tribe. And there shall be that the tribe which Yah takes shall come according to the family. When that tribe is picked, every family, according to each family, come according to the families. And the family which Yah takes shall come by households. And the household which Yah take to come man by man. Then it should be that he who is taken with the accursed thing shall be burned with fire. Ain't nothing serious. It's something serious, people. Lying and deceiving Yah, playing with Yah, stealing from him, and all that he has. Not only that the man going to suffer, his whole family going to suffer the consequences of that man's action. As just as the nation has suffered a consequence, a loss of 36 brothers. Cost one brother. Wasn't thinking about nobody else but his own self-interest. So Yah said, it's going to cost you. So Yehoshua, okay, let's go back up. Then it shall be he who is taken with the accursed thing shall be burned with fire. And said, all that he has, his whole damn family, because he has transgressed the contract of Yah, the covenant, because he has done a disgraceful thing for as Yah is concerned in Israel. It may be all right with you. You may, well, you know, y'all got all that, you know, it's all right. I ain't mad. I'm mad at you. You caused the life of 36 people. You caused the humiliation of this nation for your own self-interest. Okay? You need to learn to be mad about something. It ain't all about you. He tells them, Yehoshua rose early in the morning, brought Israel by their tribes. And the tribe of Yehuda was taken. He was picked out by Yah, this tribe. He brought the clan of Yehuda. He took the families of the Zorites. He brought the family of the Zorites, man by man, brought the family of the Zebdi. Okay. Was taken. Then he brought his household, man by man. And Archon, the son of Carmi, the son of Zebdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Yehuda, was taken. And Yehoshua said, Archon, my son, I beg you, give glory to Yah of Elohim. This is all about him. And make confession to him. Tell me now, what have you done? Do not hide it from me. And Archon answered Yehoshua and said, indeed, I have sinned against Yah Elohim of Israel. And this is what I've done. When I saw the spores of beautiful Babylonian garment, 200 shekels of silver, a wedge of gold, weighing 50 shekels, I coveted them. Yah said, we should not covet. In spite of what Yah told him, he said, it's mine like that commercial on TV, and I want it now. In spite of what Yah gonna give him. He was too damn selfish to see what Yah was going to give him in the nation. That's like that commercial on TV. It's mine, and I want it now. But how did it work out for him? How did it work out for the nation? Was it in the nation's best interest? Was it even in his best interest? Was it in his family's best interest for him to covet something that Yah said, hey, that's mine. And don't be messing with them accursed thing, that Babylonian garment. But that other stuff, that silver and gold, that go in the treasury. But see, that's our problem, people. We want to do what we want to do, how we want to do it, and when we want to do it, and think that was suffice. That don't even suffice in real life on a human counterpoint. And it certainly won't suffice as far as Yah is concerned. We need to learn to do what you told, how you told, and when you told. And if Yah said jump, you supposed to say, ha, ha. It ain't about you. It ain't about community per se. It's about national interest per se. And community and family come under the auspices of national interest. See, we don't know that. We ain't learned anything about national interest. Because we are in monstrosity and our eyes are dark and our ears are stuck up. It's all about me. I got mine, you better get yours too. Just like that commercial on TV. It's my money. Yeah, I know you promised me, but forget all about that. I want it now. But how did want it now get here? What advantage did he get him? Disobeying Yah. How advantageous it was for his family, his personal family. How advantageous was for the nation that caused the loss of 36 brothers? Because you wanted what you wanted. And damn the rest of them. We needed to get out of that mindset. Because we have that same Western Hemisphere mindset. I won't mind the hell with you. You're not going to come before Yah with that mindset. You got to come with Yah with humility and obedience. And you need to start working on it if you got a problem with it. And it's just that simple. That was God says about the matter. I coveted them and took them. It's mine, I want it now. And there they are, hidden in the earth in the midst of my tent, with the silver under it. So Jehoshaphat sent messengers. They ran to the tent. There it was, hidden in his tent, with the silver under it. They took them from the midst of the tent, brought them to Jehoshaphat and to all the children of Israel, and laid them out before Yah. Then Jehoshaphat and all Israel with him took Archon, the son of Zerah, the silver, that garment, that accursed thing, the wedge of gold. He took his sons, his daughters, his oxen, his donkeys, his sheep, his tent, and all that he had, and they brought them to the valley of Ochar. And Jehoshua said, and that's what Yah said, a man that troubled his own house. On the physical sense of the word, and certainly in the spiritual sense of the word, Yah sees your family as your house, and Yah sees your nation as your house. On a personal level, you need to take national interest above personal interest in your home and in your national interest, which is your home. And Yahushua says, why have you troubled us? Why you brought this trouble on us? Cost the life of 36 men and the embarrassment of the nation. Yah will trouble you this day. You're going to reap what you sow. Yah going to put some trouble on you today. So all Israel stoned him with stone. They burnt them, the whole damn family. He brought that on his family with fire after they had stoned them with stones. They put that fire on. See, this is something serious, people. You don't play with Yah. And you can't come up with Yah with no apologies after you did deliberately what you told not to do. Well, I know you said it, but this mine, I want it now, ain't going to suffice. You need to learn to follow rules, follow orders, and learn to humble yourself. And stop putting your personal interests above your family's interests, above your national interests. Because this ain't about you, people. This is about us. You coveted. You wanted it, and you want it now. Be damn what y'all said. That was your attitude, Archon. That's some a lot of y'all attitude out there today as I speak. This mine, and I want it now. I'm something special. It's all about me. Be damn my family. Be damn my nation. But y'all going to trouble you too. Keep it up. Y'all said, y'all will trouble you this day. So all Israel stoned him with stones, and they burnt them, not him, all of them, his whole family, after they had stoned them with stones. Then they raised over him a great heap of stones. Man, there was so many stones, because there were millions of folks out there. The stone was, imagine a million, they made a little mountain. It's still there today. I don't know where it's at, probably covered over with dirt, but probably two mounds of stone, millions of stones. So Yah turned from the fierceness of his wrath, which Archon caused, because his selfish behind. Therefore, the name of the place has been called the Valley of Ochor by his very name to this very day. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Stop being selfish, people. Stop being self-centered. Stop having that attitude. This mine and I want it now. You're going to get what you're looking for, and it ain't what you want. You better learn to be humble. You better learn to follow Yah. You better learn to follow instruction. And what are some instructions Yah has left for us? Here's some instructions. I'm going to make it simple for you. Pray for your elders, your ancients. Forgiveness for their actions. And also pray for Archon. It didn't say he was going to Sheol. It didn't say he wasn't going to Sheol. Because he did repent now. But it's too much, too little, too late. His soul may be restored for the Most High name's sake. Pray for all our ancient ones, brothers and sisters alike. Ask for forgiveness in our children. And pray for ourselves. And learn to be obedient. Learn to be humble. Learn to put national interests above self-interest and coveting things that you shouldn't be coveting in the first place. These are cursed things in this Western Hemisphere. Also, gather yourselves together. Quite simple. Don't have to simply mean in the same proximity, but it's same state of mind, according to Yah's word. Also, learn to do good for the widow women, the orphan, the needy. Simply learn to do good. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Big brother, you have the mic. Cartrell, are you there? Did you go to the restroom? Oh, you got your mic. Yeah, I can hear you now, brother. You must have had your mic off.
Yeah, so praise to the Holy One of Israel. These lessons are so valuable to us in today's time. And the Most High has given us time to make corrections by studying these valuable lessons.
Exactly.
And unfortunately, the brother Akon, he didn't have the wisdom of King Solomon that he could have studied, or the wisdom of King David, because they wasn't even born.
Exactly.
And the nation was pretty much brand new.
Mm-hmm.
And his impulses, his desires overwhelmed him. He couldn't conquer himself.
Right.
He wasn't wanting for anything. The nation wasn't wanting for anything.
No.
And he heard the instruction at the Most High. Commanded them, don't touch none of this stuff. We're going into Jericho. Everything that voted, we're supposed to set it aside.
Exactly.
And he fixed in his mind, oh, this is beautiful. Silver and gold, I'm going to take it for myself. And he knew it was wrong, because what did he do?
Hide it.
He buried it in his tent. Why you hiding it?
Right.
If it was just gain, why would you hide it?
Exactly.
And he knew that he did something wrong. And in that day and time, people could read you like a book.
Exactly.
So the Most High told Joshua, bring the tribes out. And the tribe I select, that's the tribe you choose from. That's kind of similar to what happened with Joseph, right?
Right.
When he put his cup in his brother's bag when he was going back to the land of Canaan. And he lined them up. So Yehoshua was kind of doing the same thing right here. And lo and behold, they didn't need private investigators or detectives to find out who went wrong. They already immediately knew. That's how strong the spirit of the Most High is in our people.
Exactly.
It's like all for one, one for all. We have to be connected with Yah.
Exactly.
But you know, I like the story of Superman. You know, I like the story of Superman.
Why so, Cadrell?
Because of all the powers that he had. He had one weakness, didn't he?
Kryptonite.
And you know what's our kryptonite, Yonson? We got a couple of kryptonites.
Right.
Idols. Idols. Devoted idols. Things of other nations. That's our kryptonite.
Right.
And our lack of obedience to the Most High when he tells us to do something and we don't do it.
Exactly.
That's our kryptonite.
Right.
So our enemies read these stories and they know our vulnerabilities. And they use them against us. That's why our people hold on to these idols. Because they know that these idols are our kryptonite.
Exactly.
It keeps the Most High away from us. If y'all
say,
when y'all do these things, I ain't with you. You're going to fall before your enemy. And that's why we're falling before our enemy. Because we got all kind of kryptonite with us, don't we?
Exactly.
So, I mean, it's a valuable lesson on a higher level. On a spiritual level. And it's for us, not individually, but collectively, to understand the high discipline we need in order to serve Yah. Because any other military, they would have wrote that off, or he stole some property,
right.
And put him in the boot for like 6 months and bring him back out.
Right.
He might have got a dishonorable discharge. No. When you disobey Yah, this man lost his whole family and everything that he had because that kryptonite contaminated his whole family. Not just him, his family, and the men that went out to war that lost their lives.
Yes.
See, because we went out to war against the Canaanites.
Mm-hmm.
We wasn't supposed to lose nobody.
Exactly.
And they took out 3,000 and lost 36. You only lost 36 men and something's wrong?
Yeah, something's wrong.
Something's wrong. That's amazing, because they call that casualty of war. You lose, you send out 3,000, you lose 36. That's a good victory.
Right.
In war. But they lost 36, and they knew something was wrong.
Yeah, because the fear of our enemies was upon them. They knew something was wrong. Two reasons. The loss of 36 men was it was not plausible to them. And the fear that was imposed upon them by these few little men, that was not plausible. That didn't stand to reason, because they've been winning wars in the lost scene of nobody. Now, and they didn't run away from nothing. Now they got fear on them. They running like from a leaf on a tree, like we're doing here in this captivity. Because reason being, we ain't got Yah with us, Cartrell. He here, but he ain't with us. Okay?
Well, that's true. Because they wasn't supposed to have no fear of the Canaanites.
Exactly.
And they don't need... The plan was, only sent 3,000, all we needed is 3,000. They had 600,000 warriors.
Mm-hmm.
Over 600,000 warriors.
Right.
They said, we only need 3,000 to do this.
Right. Ain't that many.
That's amazing. That's like the Navy SEALs or the Green Beret, Special Ops. We're going to send a Special Ops, and we should get the victory.
That's all we need. We don't need no whole lot of us. We can handle this. Little they know, the Khan was doing dirty. When you got somebody in the household doing dirty, everybody suffers in the household. Everybody suffers in the nation. This is something serious, people. Not to be taken lightly and for granted, or be complacent in your approach to y'all. It's something serious. Go ahead, Cartrell.
And you're talking about one man out of 3,000. Mm-hmm. Imagine if they had to spend 20,000. How many of them would have violated?
Yeah. Right about that, big brother. You're certainly right about that.
But we give thanks to the Most High for knowing His discipline and the level we have to reach. But we have to be in tune with each other and the Most High.
Praise Yah.
We got to know what the kryptonite is. For sure.
Praise.
All praises.
Unity, obedience, and humility. All together, united we stand. Praise Yah.
I need that kryptonite alone.
Exactly. All right, big brother. Fellow students. Brother Cartrell is about to share with us a study in Mashal. How did you pronounce it yesterday, Cartrell?
Like you say, Mashan.
Mashal.
Mashal.
Yeah, Mashal. Chapter 13.
It's like parallel to what time is it? How do you ask what time is it? Mahashah.
Mahashah. And
what?
Chapter...
Mahashah.
All right. What time is it? Well, Cartrell's going to tell you what time it is. By virtue of chapter 13, wisdom and understanding, to give you some perspective on life. As Cartrell often said, this is not Socrates. This is not Buddha. This is not these other people, great leaders, great teachers. We're being taught by wisdom and understanding. That's what we need. That's what we should heed and take counsel from. Chapter 13. Brother Cartrell, big brother, you have the mic.
All praise to the Holy One of Yisrael. And we thank you for our great King, King Solomon, who he granted so much wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to, that we eat in the fruits of his labor, his wisdom, even today. Our brother Akan could have used some of this wisdom tonight, but unfortunately, he probably had parents that were rebellious too, because he came from those rebellious parents that came out of the wilderness.
Exactly.
And they didn't teach him the wisdom that we have right here from King Solomon.
Right.
King Solomon says a wise son listens to his father's instruction, but a scoffer doesn't listen to rebuke. And we all know how rebellious children can be if you got rebellious children in your house.
Mm-hmm.
By the fruit of his lips, a man enjoys good things. Yeah, you got to watch what you say. Be careful of the things that you say, because you can't take it back. Once it's in the ethos, it's like planting a seed in the ground. And Yah watches what we say. And we have to watch what we say.
Praise
but the unfaithful crave violence. And we see Israel, they're so ready to put so much violence on Palestinian people, not just Hamas, but the Palestinian people. They're saying hospitals are being used as fortresses. Come on, man. Come on. I don't believe that.
I don't believe it.
Right. So he who guards his mouth guards his soul. And that's the aim. Are you trying to preserve your soul into the everlasting life? Or are you trying to go to Sheol? And trust me, what you're saying out your mouth is being recorded. That's why King Solomon is reminding us. You have to be aware of what you're saying. We know that Jacob, he made a mistake. He's like, whoever has the teraphim shall surely die. And guess what? He couldn't take that back. And his wife died because she had it. One who opens wide his lips comes to ruin. And you know, the more Donald Trump talks, the more he puts himself in trouble, doesn't he?
Exactly. Exactly.
They're going to use everything they said as evidence against him. He just can't shut his mouth, not even in court. He just keeps running his mouth. And he's about to lose all the money that he stole. The soul of the sluggard desires and has nothing. And you hear people complaining, oh, I wish I had that. I want that. I ain't got this. Well, it takes work to get what you want.
You got to make some effort.
You
got to make some effort because the soul, that person's soul, and that's the soul of a lazy man, these guys, but he don't put any initiative and effort in order to feed that soul. He doesn't improve that soul. And the soul has nothing because the lazy person, they wants this and that and the other for as the goodness of Yah, but they're not putting any initiative and any work in to feed that soul. Praise Yah.
That's like having a farm, right?
Exactly.
With 40 acres and a mule.
Mm-hmm.
And you ain't throwing one seed in the ground, but you expect the crop to grow.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's lazy. You have to get out there with that mule, till that ground, plant those seeds, nurture that ground, tender that crop, and then you get the bounty of your labor, right?
Feed that soul, brother. Feed that soul.
Yeah, because the desire of the diligent shall be satisfied. And a diligent farmer, what he going to do, Yamsu? He going to watch the farm or he going to plow the farm?
He going to plow the farm, my brother.
All right. A righteous man hates lies. They call Israelites a hate group. Yeah, we hate lies. How many lies have y'all told?
Mm-hmm.
It would take us 400 years to unveil the lies that y'all have told us. At least 400. And we hate that. Why y'all lying? Why can't y'all tell the truth?
Mm-hmm.
Right? But a wicked man brings shame and disgrace. And that's what's going to happen eventually. Shame and disgrace. Everybody going to find out the truth. Righteousness guards the way of integrity. But wickedness overthrows the sinner. It's going to happen sooner or later.
Exactly.
There are some who pretend to be rich and don't have a thing. There are some who pretend to be poor. You have great wealth. Which one would you rather be?
The one.
There's a lot of pretenders out here.
Well, I'm not a braggadocious person about what I have, so I'm not braggadocious, and so you know that goes without saying.
I let people know I'm poor, at least financially, but I have great wealth because I have the knowledge and wisdom of Yah.
Praise Yah.
And wisdom is greater than rubies, and all things desirable can't be compared to that. The ransom of a man's life is his riches, but the poor hears no threats. Ain't nobody paying attention to poor people.
No.
And if you're rich, your life is a threat. They want to kidnap your wife and get a ransom. They want to kidnap your children and make you pay to get them back. That's why rich people are stressed out.
Right.
The light of the righteous shines brightly. Yeah. That's why all the other tribes that didn't steal anything didn't have anything to worry about when Joshua came around looking for who violated, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the lamp of the wicked is snuffed out. And that's what happened to Achan. He got snuffed out. Pride only breeds quarrels. And trust me, gay pride, Sodom and Gomorrah, they violent people.
Exactly.
So wisdom is with people who take advice. Can you take advice? Can you take counsel? Can you hear wisdom without understanding?
Certainly, brother.
And that means wisdom is with you.
Because
you can take advice. You can take scorn. You can take correction. Right?
Exactly.
Wealth gain dishonestly dwindles away. And exhibit A, Donald Trump, right?
Exactly.
They take it all. You can't do business in New York no more.
Exactly.
But he who gathers by hand makes it grow. Take your time. You know? Build little by little. Hope deferred makes the heart sick. But when longing is fulfilled, it is a tree of life. And we know that the hope of the Palestinians right now is definitely being deferred. They're trying to defer our hope. But as long as we, you know, drink it from the fountain of living waters, our hope is eternal. Whoever despises instructions will pay for it. But he who rejects a command, he who respects a command, will be rewarded. And we definitely better respect Yah's commands. Otherwise, we're going to wind up like Akan and his family. The teaching of the wise is as a spring of life, to turn from the snares of death. So we know about life and death. When they're speaking about life and death, it ain't just life and death like we think it is. We're talking about eternal life and Sheol, salvation of your soul.
Mm-hmm.
Good understanding wins favor, but the way of the unfaithful is hard. Every prudent man acts from knowledge, but a fool expresses folly. Now all you got to do is go on Facebook. But fools expressing a lot of folly because they have no prudence or knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
If you had prudence, you would speak wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
A wicked messenger falls into trouble, but a trustworthy envoy gains healing. Poverty and shame come to him who refuses discipline. How many of our people refuse discipline?
Therein lies our dilemma.
But he who heeds correction shall be honored. How many of our people heed correction?
All of us, brother. Truth be told.
No, we don't heed correction. That's why we have no honor.
We don't have any honor.
Yeah, because we don't heed correction. And we refuse discipline.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in poverty, right?
Exactly.
Are we in poverty?
You better believe.
In shame, but we don't want to admit that we're in shame. I was looking at some film today.
Mm-hmm.
We're showing a film clip of the 1960s, 1968, to be specific, in our neighborhood. The streets were clean. The women didn't have tattoos and all color hair and all kind of injections and all kind of makeup.
Mm-hmm.
They were natural with afros, and they had dresses on.
Mm-hmm.
Every female that we saw in the clip had a dress on.
Right.
The brothers wasn't walking around with sagging pants and tattoos and all kind of wild hairdos. They was clean cut and sharp.
Mm-hmm.
1968. Our people.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. But I think we lost our way.
Exactly.
So we're in poverty and in shame. Longing fulfilled is sweet to the soul. But fools detest turning from evil. So, yeah, it may be a long journey that we're on, but when it's fulfilled, our soul is going to eat it like a sweet potato pie.
Mm-hmm.
One who walks with wise men grows wise. Birds of a feather flock together, but a companion of fools suffers harm. Yeah, you're doing brain damage, spiritual damage, physical damage if you're hanging out with fools.
Mm-hmm.
Misfortune pursues sinners. And we've seen that happen to Akon tonight. But prosperity rewards the righteous. Be right with Yah, be upright, because he sees everything we do. A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. That means your grandchildren. But the wealth of the sinner is stored for the righteous. How many wicked people, rich white wicked people we got around us?
A whole lot of them.
And their wealth is being stored for the righteous. They don't know it, and the righteous don't realize it.
Mm-hmm.
But we hear it right here. But the wealth of the sinner is stored for the righteous, because you can't take it with you to Sheol, right?
No.
You can't take it off to Sheol.
No.
An abundance of food is in poor people's field, but injustice sweeps it away. Yeah, the Most High provides for everybody, right?
Mm-hmm.
There should be nobody starving on planet Earth. Do you know how much food we waste here in this country?
Abundance.
And yet there's people. Yeah, there's abundance of food. Most High feeds every living thing that he created, every day, daily, 365.
Exactly.
There should be no reason for people not to have food.
Starving, homeless, so on and so forth.
But what happened? Injustice sweeps it away. That's why people are starving.
Mm-hmm.
You say the rich get richer. What they doing with their riches? They're not helping the poor, right?
No.
Okay. One who spares the rod hates his son. So you just let your son do anything and everything that he wants to do. And it don't mean abusing your children. It means
mm-hmm.
discipline.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you need a couple of whacks to wake
mm-hmm.
you up.
Right.
Right, Elsa?
Exactly.
That's done away with them. They don't get the corporal punishments that we used to get.
Exactly.
We used to get the paddle, the belt, the whip, the switch, the electric cord.
You ain't gonna kill them.
And they wasn't spinning that rod neither.
No.
They were not spinning.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to be thankful for them, because we would have went astray.
Exactly.
We was wild, free, and young. Young, free, and wild. So you're supposed to discipline your children. One who spares the rod hates his son. But one who loves him is careful to discipline. So there's ways of disciplining your children, especially today. All you got to do is take away their phone, the iPad, or their computer, and they ain't fits.
Right.
So you can't have this for a week because you don't know how to act.
Right.
The righteous one eats to the satisfying of his soul, but the belly of the wicked goes hungry. I'm going to let y'all think about that. You living in righteousness, you ain't got to worry about being satisfied. But the wicked is always hungry.
Mm-hmm.
They're never
always
satisfied.
Yeah, they ain't never satisfied. Don't take them to a buffet to eat every damn thing.
Oh, yeah.
And then fuss with the folk they ain't got no more out there. Man,
the
when y'all
ain't taste good. And
yeah.
The food ain't taste good, but you ain't all of it.
Brother, look here. I've been to buffets. People have 4 or 5 plates.
And doggy bag.
Yeah. And then he fuss with the folk. Man, why y'all ain't got no more food out here? I get one plate, bro. I get a little bit of this, a little bit of that. I'm going to eat all that plate. I'm good.
Yeah, I have to confess, my eyes were bigger than my belly at one time.
Mm-hmm. All of us.
And I became like obese, fat.
Right.
Fat Steve. That's what you call me.
Right.
Beef jerky. Okay.
Right. Well, you learn better.
Yeah, man.
You learn. Yeah, you do better.
A wise man makes corrections.
Exactly. Because you knew Cartrell. Big brother, you couldn't keep doing the same thing over and over again expecting different results. It just doesn't happen.
And had I stayed on that path, I probably have diabetes, high blood pressure, all kind of heart problems. And who knows? Had I stayed on that path.
Who knows, big brother? Who knows? Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
Cartrell, that was a nice study and in-depth study into the Yah's word. And the application of Yah's word would be much more advantageous for us instead of being continue to be the fools that we have become as a result of social engineering and conditioning. The correction Yah talks about, a fool don't want to hear. You can't tell a fool nothing. Yah tells you those things. Yah tells you what makes you wise. Yah tells you learn to shut your mouth. You're talking too much. Now, things don't concern you, and Yah is recording this information. Going to come back to haunt you. The less you said, the best you said. And if you're going to say anything, say things that are constructive, positive, and uplifting. It brings people up, not tear them down. It's true. And if you've said it, you need to correct it. You need to pray to God about that and make it right and get right. Because this is something serious, people. This is not a game. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Thank you, big brother.
Yes, sir. All praise to the Holy One.
Mm-hmm. All praise. Any closing remarks and our comments before all praises to the Elohim?
It shows us how vital it is to be able to conquer ourselves, control our impulses, to control our wants, our covetousness, what we want, because it may not only affect you, it affects others around you. Exactly. We know that from the prison industrial complex. Mm-hmm. Brothers out here doing crime and don't realize it affects their family. It affects our people too, the image of our people. Oh, they're just criminals. They're all criminals. No, we're not all criminals. Because you saw one brother knock some white boy up his head. We ain't all like that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the image that they perpetrate. And we can't do nothing about it because we don't have any control. But it's real, because what Akon did affected the whole nation. And Yah took away his presence from us. So you may be doing righteous. Them 3,000 brothers is doing righteously. But all it takes is one brother to bring the whole thing down.
We have to be
mindful of that.
Well, Cartrell, you remember that group that sung, "One bad apple is for the whole bunch care." Well, it's true.
Yeah. We thought it was the Jackson 5, but it wasn't.
No, it was that white group. What's their name?
Osmond.
Hey, yeah, the Osmond. Yeah.
Donnie and Marie Osmond.
Yeah.
And they sound pretty good, though.
Yeah, they did. And truth be told,
they sound like the Jackson.
One bad apple can trouble their home. One bad apple can trouble their community. One bad apple can trouble their nation. It's true.
You bought fruit, and you got spoils, fruit and vegetable. It spread fast, don't you?
Exactly.
How many bad apples we got?
Brother, I stopped counting. Praise y'all. But y'all better get y'all some get right, though. Before you get gone, it's true. Get you some
sometimes the fresh fruit that is separate from the bad fruit, right?
So, yeah, unfortunately, that be the case.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you, big brother. Thank you, fellow students, and most importantly, thank you, Yah. Praise your holy name. Dr. you want to thank Yah before we go and say bye to the fellow students?
All day, every day, for life, health, and strength. Thank you for the show. Thank you for you. Family and for Nation of Israel. Help us get it together, Yah. Help us get it together. All praise. We love Yah. Shalom and good night.
As my brother said, I concur 150%. Praise Yah. Bless his holy name. And may the Most High bless you. We love you. Shalom and good night. And knowing this effort
ocean, there is no defense.